Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game here on this Thursday live at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes. Let's say hello to our next guest. Everett Osborne joins us now. He stars in the new film Sweetwater, which is about Nat Sweetwater Clifton, the first African-American player in the NBA. He signed an NBA contract. Everett, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. Doing wonderful. How you doing?
Doing fantastic. So this is, you know, obviously an important role, an important history or figure in history. So how did it feel to be able to bring Sweetwater to life?
Man, it felt surreal. I can't lie to you. It felt surreal. To be honest, I'm a former basketball player. I didn't even know who the first black player to break the color line even was. So it was a real thrill just really learning about him. And it was a great group of cast members, too. Jeremy Piven, Cary Elwes, Richard Dreyfuss. A lot of great, dope Hollywood legends, man. For my first film, I got a chance to just play with them, throw the ball.
So with your basketball background, is that what made this even more appealing? Because, you know, you obviously knew a lot about the game going into the role.
Yeah, I mean, it made it more appealing for me. And I think for audience members, it makes it more fun because you got an actual person that can play ball. But on the acting side, man, I'm not going to lie. It's kind of tough because I play ball, but I didn't play in 1950. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a whole new style of play. I have to truly learn Sweetwater's whole new life and how he played, even from since he was in high school, because it was a whole new style of play and just kind of remove everything Everett knew. So that was the challenge, but that's part of the job.
We're talking to Everett Osborne, the actor, the star of the movie Sweetwater. All right, so, you know, Everett, you go out there and you said you got to relearn basketball because I'm pretty sure that Sweetwater didn't have a tomahawk dunk like Dominic Wilkins. How were you able – and there's really – I don't know how much access you had to video of him back in the day. How did you learn about this character when you can't go to YouTube and see all the clips? How much did you have to learn outside of basketball about this man in order to play basketball?
I mean, that is an amazing question. I went to YouTube, went to Google. I found this 3-part video of him 60 years old when he was driving a cab, as an older man, just reflecting back on his NBA life. And I was able to grab nuggets from there about how he felt, and that informed my choices. And then also on the basketball side, I was able to find like a black and white clip of him playing for the Globetrotters and for the Knicks for like a half, maybe it was like 10-second clips. And what I would do is I would just break those clips down to 4 seconds, study how he moves, how he dribbles, how he walks, and how he hits his whole essence, and I'll kind of create the character from that way.
Oh, man, that's what a daunting task to do that. You know, every good sports movie has some sort of drama away from the field of play, and we know what his was with fighting racism and everything. What did you find out about this man that you fell in love with?
I fell in love with, you know, this man also, he fought in war. He served in the army, and I think when you fight for our country, when you just serve in war, it's equalizing. You realize, yeah, we may be black and white, but we all bleed the same color, you know what I'm saying? And I think that he brought that back over to the U.S. when he was on the court. He didn't look at any color line differences. So if people treated him less than, he didn't succumb to that. He just responded in a human way. He would walk into restaurants, and he would see signs that said, colored can't eat here. And he would just keep signing that. I mean, this man was very radical in the most smoothest way without putting it in your face. He just responded to people in a human way, and ultimately he knew his value. And he fought for his and other people's values. And he kind of inspired everybody and myself to just expect the best out of life. You know what I'm saying?
That's an amazing thing. We're talking to Everett Osborne. The movie is Sweetwater. How did you, you know, this movie's taking place in the late 40s, in the 50s and all that. How did you, like, walk off the street, you know, in 2000, whenever this was filmed, and like, all right, now you're 1950. I mean, that requires some acting chops to do that, doesn't it?
Man, I think it does. You know, we were actually at the Boston Film Festival a couple of days ago. One of my actor partners that played my teammates, he asked me, he said, man, do you remember that it was during the NBA playoffs and I came to ask you about the NBA playoffs while we were filming and you told me don't talk to you about playoffs because you're not in 2023 right now? Like, I was like, man, I totally forgot about that. But that was one of the things, man. There was no social media for me, no Instagram. I didn't listen to any songs that wasn't from the 1940s or back. I didn't watch anything. I didn't, everything. My whole life, I kind of have to absorb and step into Sweetwater, I had a short amount of time to serve him the right way and hopefully give audiences the truth. So that's pretty much how I did it.
How much did playing that role and like you just said, going back in time and knowing, you know, seeing how far we've come in society, even though unfortunately there's still things that we're having to work through and we got to get better at, but going back in time, how much did that change you as a person to kind of the best you could live that and see the things that African Americans all had to go through?
It changed me because it made me more sensitive to my history. It made me more sensitive to humanity. It made me reflect on moments where I felt oppressed in my own life. You know, man, I think understanding history, whether it's your history or not, I mean, truthfully, this is world history. African American history is world history because we all were involved. I mean, even with slavery, it wasn't just blacks that helped free blacks. It was whites as well. You know what I'm saying? This is a communal effort. And sports is also a reflection of the globe, you know. So we got those topics and the game of basketball that reflects the world. So these are all topical points here, man. And it just made me really realize that, you know, we've come a long way, but it's important to know where we started from because that helps us propel even further. And it gives us a space of, like, gratitude about where we're at. So you start complaining about life, and you're like, whoa, what am I complaining about, man? Actually, things are actually better where I'm at. I'm grateful for where I am, and I think gratitude is always a great space to be in for any human being. And then we're inspired to see what else we can do next with each other, man. So it helped me a lot.
We're talking to Everett Osborne. Sweetwater is the movie. Now, I'm correct in saying you played in the NBA Celebrity All-Star Game in 2023. Is that right?
Man, absolutely.
What was that? What was that like?
It was a dream come true. You know, I actually ended up breaking a scoring record that year.
Yeah.
It was wild because a little inside fact that I played in Utah in the same place where I was in college and played my first college game, and I only played 4 minutes and had 2 points, and I was down and out, and I just felt so bad about myself, not knowing that 4 or 5 years later I'd be in that arena. But it was beautiful, man, to play in front of Shaq, Ben Affleck. You know, I got legends around me. I'm D Wade. I'm playing against his team. The whole NBA is trying to stop me from scoring. I mean, it was such a dream come true. The fans were amazing. I think Adam Silver said that, you know, that event was one of the most competitive games in history, you know what I'm saying, for the celebrity games and all weekend. So it was good for me, man. Picked up the court.
Well, that's just so cool to get to do that and think about, you know, you talk about your journey of doing this. And, you know, that's why I want to ask you, Everett, what do you hope the world through your acting in this movie could learn about this man who truly was a trailblazer?
I would hope the world is more sensitive to his story, and I hope the world just learns more about, you know, what it means to really break down obstacles in our own lives. I think something human about all of us is that we all deep down want to be free, you know. And I think this story will inspire all of us to lean in with each other, integrate more, connect with one another, to break down barriers, to make history, and to see life in a new way, you know. So I think it's a lot for people to take from. This is a family movie. You can bring your kids, your wife, your boyfriend, girlfriend. You can come here by yourself. I mean, there's so many aspects to this movie. And I didn't just tell the story by myself. Like I said, I had a great all-star cast here with this one, man. And I think people will leave inspired.
Also, you got Jesus in the movie, right? Jim Caviezel.
Man, we got Jim Caviezel. We got Jim Caviezel, who I give him all the praise. My first day on set, man, he poured so much love into me off screen. And just to see the love he brought in this movie on the bookends, man, he truly was a gem. And I'm looking forward to the audiences just really seeing this movie and connecting with each character. I mean, if you don't connect with Sweetwater, you're going to connect with somebody, a part of Sweetwater's story, and you're going to find yourself in Sweetwater's story. We all have a part of Sweetwater's story where we're pushing beyond boundaries and barriers and looking for a better way for ourselves.
Love it.
All right, Everett, how can people find the movie and watch it?
Well, today, actually, man, what a special day. It hits Angel Studio app on streaming. Today is the first day, and I think people can watch it there. And just stay tuned with Angel Studios, who's an amazing production company and distribution company now, that tells stories that amplify light. And they'll be very amazed on what they see on that app and just to see what Angel Studios continues to do with Sweetwater.
Awesome. Very, very cool. Everett, pleasure to talk to you, man. Best of luck with the movie and also moving forward in your career. Really good stuff.
Fellas, I appreciate you. Next time I'm in Nashville, I'll make sure I hit you guys up, all right?
Do it. You hit us up. We got you. We'll show you around.
All right. Will do. Appreciate y'all.
All right. Everett Osborne joining us here on the program. And, again, the movie is Sweetwater, and you can check it out on Angel streaming services. Really, really good stuff, and appreciate him for joining us.
I mean, Richard Dreyfuss, Jeremy Piven, Kevin Pollak, Jim Caviezel, Eric Roberts, Cary Elwes. I mean, what supporting actors in this? And these are stories that need to be told. I had no idea. Yep. And he had no idea.
No, 100%.
So good.
Absolutely. Coming up next, we'll give you your chance to qualify for a pair of tickets to WWE Friday Night SmackDown in the Eurostone Club at Bridgestone Arena on Friday, October 4th. Plus, what day is it? And celebrity birthdays, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.